What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Box Out Boys podcast. We are the NBA podcast of the people, your home for lukewarm takes and substandard analysis. I'm Titus Two Shots Dominguez, and with me tonight, as always, it's Chris the Stats Man Gorman.
Hey.
And the Lawn Boss, Joey McCrowski. Get that joke. There we go. All right, tonight we are talking about point guard tiers going into the 2024 season. The new season is upon us, and Chris has tasked us with creating point guard tiers. Mute that mic, my friend. All right, we're going to start with the S tier. All right, let's go. Joey, who's the first guy you got in your S tier? This is, and what did the S tier mean to you?
It's real easy. It's Luka Doncic. The S tier for me was combination of going forward players and also well-established players. I also put under the point guard section, I gave a little bit more weight to assists as a stat category. I also penalized point guards heavily for a higher number of turnovers, and I was using last season's kind of metrics as I went through this. So the more assists you had, the higher ranking you got, the more turnovers you had, it affected you negatively. Everything else was relatively equal across the board there.
All right, Chris, you have Luka in your S tier? He was in mine, so I'm good there.
And my methodology on this was more based off of feel.
Yeah.
Off-season stats man Chris isn't as into the stats as Joey's the stats man this episode. So
yes.
I'm excited to hear what else he's got. But yeah, Luka, I think we're all consensus on the S tier here.
Yes, Luka, and my S tier basically for me was, I consider this guy's on your team, you're a championship contender. So that's Luka for me. My second guy was Steph Curry, and he's the only other guy I have in my S tier. Okay. Chris, did you have any other guy besides those two in your S tier?
I got a long list of S tiers. Joey, how many guys do you have in your S tier?
I've got four guys in my S tier. Steph is one of them as well with Luka.
All right. So Steph, unanimous there. Chris, you said you had Steph?
Yeah. All right. So I'll say my next one. I'm gonna go because I have eight.
Eight? So, how did you have it? Okay, so what did S tier mean to you again? So how do you have eight guys in your S tier?
Everybody.
I look at these guys, like all these guys, I believe that can at least lead their team to like the conference finals. I had a lower bar
for the top tier of your point guards.
I could be talked down from some of these.
Let's talk you down.
But I believe that me and Joey at least have Shea Gilgeous-Alexander in S tier.
Yes, I do have Shea as well.
Shea, I'm fine with this. He was in my A tier. Let me show. So the way I have my since you're going for eight, let me go with, give you my A tier next. My A tier was Shea, Jamal, and Ja. So those are my next guys up. Okay. And Ja. Yeah, okay. I still have Ja. I know he's out 25 games, but it doesn't matter for this in a sense.
Yeah, a lot of guys had Ja.
But all right. So you had Shea in your S tier. I'm okay with Shea in an S tier. We can consensus on that.
So Joey, who's your fourth?
My fourth was Damian Lillard.
Okay.
Was he in yours, Chris?
He was in my S tier as well.
Okay. I disagree on this one, but that's my take.
What's your disagreement on Dame?
I just don't think if he's on your team, you're winning a championship. And that was how I did my tier. So to me.
So here's the thing with Dame. If he gets traded to Miami, is Miami all of a sudden the favorites to come out of the East?
No.
Who do you have ahead of Miami who do you have ahead of Miami?
I don't know if I have anybody ahead of them, but I'd have, you know, as like Milwaukee. No, but I'd have Milwaukee on the same tier. But no, I'm not saying they're the favorites to come out of the East.
I'd have nobody ahead of them, but they're not.
No, but I'd have three or four teams on the same tier. I'd have Milwaukee, Boston, Miami, and then maybe like Cleveland as my team, like favorites to come out.
Cleveland needs to work on get out of the first round first.
Yeah.
That's why I mean, that's true. Mitchell Garland in that case. But that's the thing with Dame. Like, I don't know. When I thought about it with Dame, I'm like, maybe he's S. Maybe he's A. Let's leave him here for now. Let's talk about the other guys I have. I'm fine
with him in the S tier.
The only other guy I should probably just move down to A. But Jamal Murray, what's your guys' take on Jamal Murray?
I would be fine having Jamal in your S tier, but that's me. I didn't go with my heart, and I went with my head and put him in A. But I love that you put him in your S tier. Joey?
he fell into my B tier, technically.
Woo.
That's when he's relying on the stats.
My metrics.
Yeah, metrics. Okay. Metrics there.
He's the stats man this episode.
Well, I mean, he had a down season as far as statistically, and then like a 30-point triple double in the finals.
Right. Okay. Point totals were low. The guys at the S and A tier for me were, high on the points. If they weren't high on the points, they were high on assists.
Yeah.
I also gave guys bonus points if they made an all NBA team. Whether that was just regular all NBA.
How about if they won a championship and were electric in the playoffs?
How about that? Rounds. Was that if they set a record in the NBA finals?
It's an individual conversation. We're not talking teams, we're talking players. So
a 30-point triple double and
individual players.
MVP argument. Okay.
Well, didn't one of his other teammates have a triple double that game too?
Yeah. First time in the history of the NBA, but
yeah. Right. Okay.
But I guess
so it wasn't that special.
That's why he's definitely over Dame.
Yeah.
Because that,
all right, so who would you take right now? Who would you take right now? Dame or Jamal?
Oh, Jamal Murray. 100%.
Okay. Yeah, me too. All right. Yeah, me too.
All right. So this feels A-S. Okay. Next guy I want to talk about is Darren Fox.
Okay. He was where is he at?
Where do you have Fox? Swipe.
Darren Fox is A for me.
I got him in my B tier. So, all right, hold on. I should probably hold on. Okay. Let me lose my tiers. So my S tier is guys I think make you an immediate championship contender just because they're on their team. It's Steph and Luka. My A tier was what I believe were the best point guards. The next best tier, the guys that are perennial all-stars. I had Shea, Jamal, and Ja. And then my B tier was all-star level, like 1B type point guards, and that's where I had De'Aaron Fox.
See, I consider De'Aaron Fox 1A just because what he did in the clutch last season to make that Kings team a fourth seed or a three seed, they were a three seed, was just immaculate. And the fact that they had it was a Steph, amazing game seven performance.
Well, he's got to work on getting out of the first round.
Fair. That's rough, but that's fair.
That's tough. No, that was funny.
Joey, what do you think? I still want to keep him A.
I'm good with it.
We can always talk about it as well as we get further with some of these guys.
Yeah, I think he's A.
Okay. I'm still going through my S tier.
Okay. He's still in his S tier.
I'm still Chris going through my S tier. So.
Off the rails already.
Trae Young?
No. You gotta
I'm
be
still
kidding
on
me.
His Eastern Conference Finals performance when he
beat Embiid 3 years ago.
2 years ago. Yeah. Trae Young. He looks good in this group. In the
he's an A tier.
Joey, he's in my C tier. Get out of here.
He's A tier for
me. Yeah. Okay.
Hold on. My C tier was
26 points a game last year, over 10 assists a game last
defensive
year.
Defensive liability.
It's stupid. It's stupid. But offensively, he's immaculate.
My C tier was quality starting point guards. That's how I did it.
Wow.
He's a quality starting point guard.
That's
if you have on your team, you're happy. Wait, he's
you
your
like
point
Gabe
guard.
Vincent. That's I have tough. Gabe Vincent in my
no,
C tier.
I got my C tier consists of Trey, Tyrese Maxey, Harden, CP3, Holiday, DeJounte Murray, and Darius Garland. All solid.
Hey, we have some issues.
This solid point guards. What are we?
Oh, right. But your D tier must be like 20 players deep.
My D tier is everybody else. I have like 15 guys in my top tiers. You guys know me. I'm a top heavy guy. Yeah, I care about guys that are winning.
Yeah, to me, though, like the tier needs to build, right? Like as the tiers go, a few more players should get added. So like
I told you I was going to
start with like 3, 4, then like 6, then like, 8, and then a little bit more.
I told you I was coming in hot.
Okay. man, let's keep it like here for now. My last A tier, and I kind of did this because of last time we spoke, was Tyrese Haliburton. I'm very high on him coming into this season. I think he's going to lead the league in assists.
Yeah.
So I put in my S. He's definitely A. Joey, where do you guys have him? Where do you guys have Tyrese?
Haliburton's A for me. I got him A.
I got him in my B tier, just below my top five guys. So he's in my next. You got to remember, my tiers are going to be farther.
So end of A feels pretty solid for him.
Yeah, it's fine.
All right. I don't need to lead everything for this. We can go on to A's. Titus, is there anybody else left in your A tier that we've not discussed already?
A tier. What do we have so far? We have Jamal, Dame, Fox, Trey, who's not, shouldn't be there at all, and Halliburton. The only other guys I have in my, all right, my B tier, which would be this A tier, I have Brunson. Brunson and LaMelo Ball and Kyrie Irving. Those would be the other three guys.
In your A tier?
My B tier.
Is B-R-A, because...
My B's are your A's. I have to upgrade my guys. I'm coming. So the only two guys, my A tier is three guys. It's Shea, Jamal, and Ja. That's it. And then my B tier is Kyrie, Dame, Fox. Wait,
you didn't put Steph in your S tier?
Steph is in my S tier. Steph and Luka are the only two guys in my S tier. Yeah.
Oh, I got it.
Okay. Yeah. Brunson ahead of Trey, ahead of Fox.
Yeah, Brunson ahead of Trey for sure. Brunson. I got him behind Fox.
He did win a playoff round.
Yeah. I mean, he did. He got out of the first round.
I want to put him ahead of Fox. Joey, what does the stats say?
Stats say Brunson is definitely not ahead of Fox.
Okay. Fair enough.
Fair enough.
They're equal, but not equal. He's behind him.
John Morant. Let's talk about John Morant.
You guys are.
I had him here.
Jaze.
Jaze.
He's just A.
He should be asked,
but... Even Titus has him A.
Yeah.
Okay. LaMelo Ball.
You can put him A.
A, B. I think he's A.
When he's healthy, he's A.
He just keeps getting hurt. Right.
He just hurt. Yeah. He just hurt.
Yeah, I had him as my first B player, but I'm fine with him being A. He's right on the edge.
My favorite pick here, and I'm going to fight strong on this one if you guys agree, is Drew Holiday. I put an A tier.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Defensively, I'm fine with that.
Defensively, he's the best defensive point guard. He's better than Marcus Smart when Marcus Smart won Defensive Player of the Year, especially in that playoff series against Boston.
I'm fine with that.
Joey, what do the stats say? Champion.
Stats say Drew is in the B tier, but I don't necessarily disagree. I didn't take into account defensive stuff, so that's probably a miss.
I had him in my C tier.
I mean, your C tier, which is our B tier. So
yeah, quality point guard. Quality's quality.
Another one I want to talk about.
I feel like our A tier is full. Like I think we're done. We've got
to
start.
Kyrie needs to be in the A tier.
We got nine guys. Yeah. We got nine guys. The last one I wanted to talk about was Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie needs to be.
He should probably round out the A tier. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. If Trey is in there, then Kyrie should be in there at least.
Okay. I'm just putting him right here at the end because, yeah,
he's a tweener. I just want my objection noted. All right, next, let me see who I got. Let me see who I got in my C tier. What about Harden? How about Harden?
Yeah,
I might consider
him C. He's in my B, but
I think he starts B.
I had him A. I had him A tier
because I had him A too. I have 16
guys in my
16 guys. Here we go.
I think he goes to B.
He goes to B. How about Chris Paul?
Chris Paul,
he's C, in my opinion,
he's a solid C. He's a solid C tier.
I had him in my C tier, which is solid point guard. Maxi,
put him. Oh, okay.
Maxi C for me.
What do you think, Titus?
I'm good with him in B. I'm good with him in B.
I thought him and Harden were kind of like very similar. I had him back. Yeah. I had him get together.
Yeah, I like that.
Maxi doesn't do point guard things though,
because Harden's on his team,
right?
But when Harden is gone, Maxi's going to be the point guard. This is a future bet. Okay,
His 3-point percentage is absurd. I think it was like 44%.
Oh, that's good.
Off of like 8 attempts. Hold me on that. He's great.
Do we have Darius Garland yet?
About to say him.
Let's do Darius.
I had him A. He's a fringe A.
Fringe A, but that's why I think he's B.
11, that's he why he's B right here, right?
Based on what we're doing, the official, he should be elite
Joey
B.
Stats.
B. For Darius Garland, I've got him as a B tier, yep.
Yeah, all right, that's fair. here's a good one. Fred Van Vliet, the new $140 million man.
Let's see where I had him. I had him in my D tier.
Ooh.
Okay, that's too low.
That's harsh.
That's like a C for Titus, really.
So it's a C. Yeah, you guys can put him C. That's fine.
I've got him in the B tier.
Are you excited if Van Vliet's your point guard? Are you excited?
Okay, if he was the point guard of the Bulls this coming up season, yes,
I'd be excited.
I'd be a little excited. I would be like, oh, we have a fringe chance. I don't know. Like, I put him at the, let's keep going. If
all right, let's keep going. You know, like when you said put him on the Bulls, I was like, okay, that makes it that actually.
You got a little excited, yeah.
I got a little excited. There.
Like, you know, money aside,
that's too much. But, money aside, but yeah, just you told me Van Vliet's on the team. They dropped Malo. All right.
I'd take Van Vliet. That'd be fine.
That's a beat. DeJounte Murray. DeJounte, talk about this guy. He's kind of
DeJounte's B for me.
He's B.
He's like a poor man's Drew, in my opinion. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Rich man's Trey.
That's it. Okay, now I'm finally done with my A tier.
All right. Wow, that's aggressive. All right, let's burn through these last ones. Marcus Smart.
Smart.
Where are you putting Smart? Let's just burn through some names that we know, because now we don't need to debate some of these guys. Marcus Smart.
That's a D tier.
Here he is. He's defense makes him C, in my opinion.
He's a C. Where's he at for me? Let's see. If he's in my D
tier. Point guard.
He's
in my D
tier. Okay, here. Let's get. So that's Marcus Smart. What about Malcolm Brogdon?
D.
Okay, I hit him together with. Okay. I hit him together with Smart. And what about Derek White?
B or C. Sorry, C.
Derek White was also.
So
D
why Derek me. White D? So why Derek White over Brogdon?
I don't know. I remember him more from the postseason. I don't remember
better
Brogdon
defense,
as much.
Right? Like,
better defense. Brogdon was, I remember more him making plays.
Catch and shoot guy. All right, you know, I like White and Smart together. I think that's why they were able to trade Smart, because they have White.
Yeah, because they had White. Exactly. He's going to be their new starting point guard.
One guy I want to talk about, Mike Conley. What's your guys' thoughts on Mike Conley?
I think I had him C. Let me see. No, I had him D.
Mike Conley was D for me.
Solid, but D was just solid point guard.
Put him C? Yeah, he's still respectable in this league.
What about Russ? Westbrook. And
Russ
D'Angelo.
It's a C for me.
D.
I think.
I had Russ and D'Angelo as my lowest tier Cs.
I put Russ C, but I would be comfortable putting him D. What do you guys? D or C?
I'm D.
What you're seeing here. I don't think he's going to, like, when we're talking about the Clippers this year, it's not like Russ is a Come name on. That you care to hear about.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he's going to average 12 points and hopefully more than 40% from the field.
He shot 54% from the field last year. Effective field goal.
Get out of here.
Effective field goal?
That's free throws.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's keep moving. Dinwiddie. Oh, how about Dinwiddie? Cade was D for me.
Cade was D.
D okay,
for
hang
me.
On. I'm going to put him C just because he should be B. If he played, he'd be at least B.
Yes. When he's played,
it's a prove it thing, right?
Because he hasn't played, he's a C tier.
2, 3, 4, 5.
For sure.
I also left 11 guys off my list. So.
Okay. So we're going to.
Of these.
I don't know how many we have left. How many do we have? D'Angelo Russell.
Who else do we want to do? Gabe Vincent.
Any opinion?
C. He's a C for me.
D'Angelo Russell? C for me. Yeah.
C. Okay, I had him.
No, you know, actually, I have him D in my category. D, but the way we're doing this, he's a C.
All right. Oh,
he's
man.
Just a he's a point
Russell.
Guard. Man.
Okay. All right.
What about Dinwiddie?
Thoughts on Kyle Lowry? Kyle Lowry.
D.
Dinwiddie. Dinwiddie. I didn't really care for Dinwiddie.
Yeah.
What about Tyus Jones? D. Witty. Tyus Jones.
Did you just say Tyus Jones? I was
that's,
not
oh, that's who that is.
Name. That's who that is.
That is a player I did not recognize. That is a D
I
for
thought,
me.
Hold on. I thought it was another different player. I thought the guy in the white jersey was Tyus Jones. Guy.
Oh, wait. This is Trey Jones. This is Tyus Jones.
That's Tyus Jones. Yeah. There we go. This
brothers.
Is why we're good here
brothers,
at this point.
Though.
Yeah.
Hang on. I got one more.
One more. We're good. All right. Who else we got to talk about? Schroeder?
Bulls' newest acquired player, Javon Carter. Wasn't he on here?
Was he on here?
He yeah, he's the third guy in the
yeah.
picture.
Yeah, right here.
Oh. You guys, Chris, where'd you put him?
All right, what do you got?
He was left off my list. We got an S.
He was a D for me.
I still put him D.
He was left off my list. I didn't know who he was.
I ranked 35 right here, players by stats, and he was the absolute last point getter in all of the stats.
Well, I think the last thing we got to do is Schroeder. Schroeder and Gabe Vincent. Where would we put those guys?
Ooh, Schroeder is a Schroeder, D.
D.
And Gabe Vincent.
I'm not doing anything with Fibo with him and Vincent D.
There you go. My bottom three were Javon Anthony. Carter, Gabe Vincent, and Dennis Schroeder. That was my bottom three.
Only other name I care to even mention
Rozier.
Is this guy. Does anybody know who this guy is?
That's the twin guy.
What's his name?
That's Porter Jr., isn't it? Yeah, it's Kevin Porter Jr.
The twin.
Don't mention that man's name on this podcast.
Okay, why I thought you were bringing it up, so we could just tell him he can go away forever.
Nope, this guy is going to be great. Is that Amon Thompson?
Amon Thompson. Okay, who's one of the Thompson twins?
He's a tall point guard. I put him B. But my thing is more like C.
Can't put a guy.
He had 16 guys in his A.
But I put him C. I put him right here just because he has potential. I think there's a lot of potential.
That's fine.
Markel.
I feel like our tiers are just
all over the place.
Anybody else who's not currently on a list should be C tier. Otherwise, I'm just not even going to put them on anywhere else.
I feel like we need to move like two players into S tier.
This is Kevin Porter Jr.
Like a guy down in the B tier. We need to move.
I think we got it. Let's recap our tiers.
Ooh, should we do S? S and S?
No. All right, fine. That's good. We got five. Is that it? That
looks pretty sexy.
All right, let's go. Let's recap our S tier. We have Luka, Steph, Shea, Jamal, and Dame. Our A tier is Fox, Brunson, Trey Young, Halliburton, Holiday, Ja, LaMelo, and Kyrie. Our B tier is Darius Garland, Harden, Maxey, Van Vliet, and DeJounte Murray. C tier is Cade, CP3, Marcus Smart, Derek White, Mike Conley, D'Angelo Russell, Thompson, and Cole Anthony or somebody. Who's that? Marcus Markel Fultz.
That's Markel Fultz.
Our D tier was Westbrook, Brogdon, Lowry, the guy that's on the Bulls now, Dinwiddie, Tyus Jones, Dennis Schroeder, Gabe Vincent, and the guy that dunked in Tim's. Hi, guys. It's Titus from the Box Out Boys. I wanted to ask our listeners out there, do you find yourself getting bored at work or home? Maybe you've noticed you're a little unfocused and have drifted off. Well, if that's the case, you should give Post-Ups a try. Post-ups are the new shorter version of the Box Out Boys. Same lukewarm takes and substandard analysis you know and love, now in a smaller package. Pop one in for the car ride home, or while you're doing your cardio warm-up, or as you microwave a frozen lasagna trying to forget your sad, lonely existence before you watch your favorite team lose yet another game they could have won. Box Out Boys Post-ups. Get them wherever you get your podcasts now. All right, now we're going to go ahead and move into the shooting guard tier. Here we go. All right, maybe let's break down how the tiers worked for you. Joey, I'm assuming you went through and did metrics again for this.
Oh, yeah. We did all kinds of metrics. Put heavier weight on shooting here. So points and field goal percentage were the more important factors. And then again, we assigned out some bonus points for individual accolades, all NBA nods, all defensive teams, that sort of thing.
All right, Chris, how did you go about doing this?
Off of feel. I kind of looked at it. How do I think I want these guys, or I believe these guys will be ranked at the end of the season as well.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because I want to look back at these rankings and be like, you know what? I knew it. I knew this was going to be how it was.
I called it. So they're all in the S tier. I also went off feel and I did a little bit, as usual, I did tight tiers, real tight tiers. My top tier is guys, I think, you know, on your team, your championship level. And then, you know, I went on from there. So, let's go ahead and
say observation off the cut. A lot less shooting guards in the list here.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Well, compared to surprise. Point guards?
Yeah, compared to point guards. Just a lot
of. Yeah, a weird position.
Not a lot of crop. Yeah. There's not a lot of two guards in the league. It doesn't look like it. And even some of the best ones are point guards, I think. we'll see some doubles from our last list.
We are going to see some carryover.
All right. Let's start with the S tier. Joey, who would you have at number one? You gave us Luka for the last time. Who'd you have here?
My number one shooting guard, Donovan Mitchell.
Wow. Okay. Let's see where I had him.
I had him S tier.
I had him in my A tier.
Titus, dude, you were. This is like Joey during the over unders, who's always going under. You're just like really brutal with these guys.
Look, man, it's the top tier is the top tier, the cream of the crop here.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
He probably should have been in it though.
I mean, he had a terrible playoff.
Yeah, I think that's
Joey. What are the stats that really made him number one?
28 points a game, which is the highest amongst the list of players here. It also shot a blistering 50, just over 57% effective field goal.
Damn.
So that'll do it.
Better than Russell
over
Westbrook.
Four rebounds, over four assists. So just really good all around game for him last season.
Yeah.
Let's see. I had Booker was my number one shooting guard.
Okay. I don't think we're going to have any
debates.
Joey, where did you get Booker ranked in your stats?
Booker's in the S.
Put him.
A shift.
Okay. My next guy I'll mention is Anthony Edwards. I had him number one because, as I was saying, I believe he'll be considered the best at the end of the
Homer.
Season. It's also kind
That's
of
probably true.
My take, I used to love this take, and now everybody's on it after the FIBA thing, even though they finished fourth. Like, everyone's like, oh, Anthony Edwards is the next big thing. It's like,
try getting a medal.
But he couldn't win, but like, I still think he is. Joey,
I agree with you. We're good. No, Joey, yeah.
No, I actually put Zach LaVine as second because, you know, he won a gold medal in the Olympics. And
that's
important. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
We're not 100% sure on that. That's the best part of that joke. The best part of that joke was that.
Nice.
We still believed it.
Nice. Oh, dang. I was going to change jerseys in the middle of this. I was going to get into my Zach. No, Anthony Edwards for me, he was an A tier. He was my first A tier player. And I don't know if I love that because Kyrie kind of fell in as a shooting guard too, which he came in second for me, but I like Anthony Edwards as an S tier player. I'm very comfortable there.
Yeah, I'm fine with in the S tier. He was in my A tier, but he was one I could easily be talked into in the S tier. So,
all right. I'm like those three. Based off of your guys. Tyus, who do you have S tier? Anybody else still left in your S tier?
I had Jaylen Brown in my S tier.
Okay. Yeah, I had him there too.
Yeah.
Except everybody in my
that. Good.
Right. That's it. I'm good with that.
My last guy
in
my
S tier
really is Paul George.
Those are anybody would be happy with those players that are doing at any given moment.
Well, hang on. All right. Last guy is Paul George. How do you guys feel about Paul George with this list of this crop of players? Bigger head than everybody else?
Solid A tier player.
Okay. Solid A tier.
So would he be S tier if he played
65
games?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. That's fair. Yep, that's fair.
Could answer that question before you even finish it. Absolutely.
Right.
You just Ed stop
if
he
played.
Played. Yeah, if he played. Yeah, if he played. he would be this year. Yes.
Next guy I'd like to talk about is Michael Bridges. I feel like they're kind of he's just the guy who plays version. He's not as good, but he plays every single game. Right.
Yes. He was in my A tier as well. Maybe we'll be more aligned on these tiers. A tier for sure.
Yeah, this one's stats for me put him down in C, which I didn't agree with. This is actually one that I flagged. I was looking for where he was going to fall, and I did not feel that one. But A tier feels accurate.
That's interesting. What about Desmond Bane? Where did he end up?
He was in my B tier.
He was my B tier as well.
But yeah, he's a good, interesting one.
I had him A. I'll leave him here for now. But I might try to talk him into A.
How did you guys do with Clay?
Clay?
Yeah, so Clay is in my A tier. But I'm curious if he's in your guys' A tier.
Oh, really? He's my C tier.
Okay.
Clay was B tier for me towards the bottom of the B tier.
It might have been a legacy pick for me there in A tier.
Like that was a legacy,
That was a legacy pick. So I'm okay with it in B.
Caught up in this
feelings. This is his first full season coming off of his not being injured, right?
Yes.
So there is a chance that he could have like a huge season. You know, even though he's aging, you know, Tyus, you know how that is. Get older. So like,
yeah, you get older, things will work.
Yeah. But so we'll see with Clay this year.
Clay, he'll be in the A tier by the end of the season. Put it down. Prediction.
I agree with that. But I still don't feel comfortable enough. Well, let's see here. Other guys, who else do you have in your A tier?
My A tier. Let's see here.
I know somebody who's in your A tier.
Who's in my A tier?
Zach Levine's in your A tier, isn't he?
He's in my B tier.
He was in your 6 through 10. How does that translate?
I bumped it down later. So when I switched it to tiers, I changed it. So my A tier is Kyrie, Clay, which is probably wrong. Donovan Mitchell, Bridges, Paul George, and Anthony Edwards. So we've moved several of these guys up to the S tier in Mitchell and Edwards. So there's probably space now for Levine.
Levine's a solid A.
Yeah, I think he's a solid A.
If he tried harder, maybe he would.
I think it was a frustration pick in B. I was just frustrated.
Yeah. I kind of get the B. The next guy I have in my A tier, Tyrese Maxey.
Okay, he was B tier for me. But yes, I could see that.
Tyrese Maxey was C tier for me.
Jesus.
The metrics aligned
with his point guard ranking for me. He was C in both of them, so
I'll even be because I don't disagree. Weak. When I look at the tiers, like when you see the other guys, he's kind of
soft, yeah. Right? He's a B guy.
The other guy, Kyrie. I know we just talked about him, but I had him A.
Yeah, I think he's A.
Okay, come on, Bane. Bane.
Who would you rather have, Bane or Zach LaVine?
That's a good question.
That's a good question.
So the first 25 games of the season is really going to determine if we'd rather have Desmond. Because what Bane did against Minnesota in the playoffs when I was watched it happen. It was just
some trauma coming out,
right? PTSD lingering from watching. Him just drop 30. But I would probably say Bane, even with his alligator arms. But
his alligator arms. I could see that.
But if you guys are saying LaVine, I'll keep him at the top of B.
Yeah, keep him at the top of B. I think the way we're looking at it, he's a B. So let's see. Let me see who other guys I want to shout out. Joe, you got any guy you want to shout out? So maybe a guy you were thinking?
Jordan Poole. I guess put Jordan Poole.
I got him B.
Put him C.
I put him C as well.
He was top of C for me.
He's
going to be an interesting fantasy pick because he's going to drop like 25, 30 a game.
Yeah,
he's at least.
It's where big fish, little C.
Big fish, little C.
It's nice. It's going to be Jordan Poole. Yeah.
In the pool.
Nice. In the pool. How about,
any opinion on Josh Giddey?
I had him C.
Where did Josh Giddey live? Yeah, Josh Giddey was a C for me too, which felt weird.
Yeah, it felt weird, but like I looked at it, he's like 17 points per game or something.
I feel like Josh Giddey is more of a point guard than he is a shooting guard. And if we ranked him as a point guard, he would have done better.
I think he's C. Let's see where he shakes out. We can move him. We'll put him in C now for
some other guys I have. How about OG Anunoby?
I had him C.
OG, yes, he's fine.
He's fine.
E for him. Okay, that's why.
Solid shooting guard. C's not bad, man.
What about Tyler Hero?
I had him in B. I had him at the end of my B, but I can be talked into C with him. No, he's better than
Poole. I had him top.
That's why I kind of put him
top of the C. But I think he's better than Jordan Poole.
Yeah. All right, let's put him B. Bottom of B right now.
I like him here. Bottom of B. Jalen Green. Any opinion on this guy? This weird.
Jalen Green's a B.
Yeah, I had a B.
B.
Yeah, B.
Hang on. Green over Giddey. Green or Giddey?
I think Green right now. Giddey's great.
Talk about.
Both of those guys are going to be studs. It's just Green is. He's the guy down there right now. Giddey's not.
Well, it's going to be Van Vliet and Dylan Brooks.
Yeah.
I think Giddey is at the very front of C. I think he's better than Poole.
Yeah, he's front of C.
I think he's,
all right, I'll do like end
he's
of
a tweener.
B, top
of C. Yeah, he's like in between the lines. If you could put him on the line, that's where he would
be. What about Austin Reeves?
I was going to say Austin Reeves, yeah.
Austin Reeves is probably C?
Reeves was C for me.
I had him C.
I think his defense made him C, especially in FIBA, dude. Like Lithuania. just attacked him. I know I'm talking about FIBA with
FIBA.
Anyways,
about FIBA.
Other guy I still have that we haven't talked about yet is DeJounte Murray.
Oh, he's in this again?
Yeah, he's in this again.
I think I have him B.
I had him B as well.
He has to be B.
He has to be like your.
He's, yeah, he's an all-star. Like, he's an all-star.
Yeah. Well, not with.
Was. He was. Yeah. He was.
Put up a bunch of stats on the team.
Yeah, that's fine.
How about the best shooter that we have? We have not talked about the best three-point shooter in the league yet, or in this group. Buddy Hield?
Buddy Hield. Where did I don't even think I put him on my list.
Buddy. I didn't even have him on my list.
Buddy. I don't have him on my list. Why don't I have him on my list?
I probably didn't recognize that was Buddy Hield.
You guys do not even know. Do you know where Indiana is on the map? You guys never talk about the Pacers at all.
No. You know what?
Tyrese Halliburton, Buddy Hield, Miles Turner.
From Chicago. We're not
Benedict Mathurin. You guys border that state.
That Hicks
state. You still border it.
That Hicks state.
Three states away from that state.
We're not from a second-rate state, okay?
Yeah.
You know, you guys in your second-rate states band together. I understand.
Yeah.
Illinois's got
at least Wisconsin has cheese curds. What do you got?
Illinois people always believe that like their state is so great. And it's just, guys,
you're Illinois people.
Step up from Indiana.
Deep dish.
You are Illinois people.
But you're still below like
wow, we have the beat.
High taxes.
Here we go.
Nothing else
here we go.
Chicago. There's nothing else south of like 355.
And then you head even farther south if you get to Indiana.
Wow, I didn't know we were ranking tiers.
That's states. Missouri.
Tier states. Indiana's an F.
State tier. State tier. Minnesota, state hard tier. F. Hard F.
Hard F.
Minnesota?
Yeah.
Underrated.
Minnesota. It's fine.
What's your average temperature from November through March?
It's 80 degrees today. Okay. It is September 20th and it's 80 degrees outside.
Cool story, man. What's cool it going to be in a month?
Yeah. Wake me up when you're under a foot of snow.
No.
All right, let's keep it moving. How about Grayson Allen? Did you guys have Grayson Allen on your list?
D.
D. Solid D.
D, bitch.
I'm trying to continue as Caldwell Pope. Pope
was D for me.
D.
Ooh, come on. Really? All right, top of D.
He's like, everybody can't points be. Everybody can't be. He's got everybody. Packs everybody to his A and S.
NBA champion.
Twice. NBA champion.
Twice.
All right, you
LA
know what? That's fair.
Denver.
Two-time champ.
What are we doing? He's a three-point sniper. Underrated.
All right. What about this guy? What about Huerta?
Kevin Herter? All right. If Pope is D, then Herter's D. Yeah.
All right. D is
all
fine.
These guys.
Those guys are all D's. D's. All
Herbert Clarkson, Jones. He can't
Herbert
shoot.
Herbert Jones.
Rozier. Rozier. Devin Vassell.
Oh, Simons. Okay.
Jalen Suggs is probably the worst one of this bunch. Jaden Ivey.
Yeah.
Who's this guy?
Jaden Ivey might be higher than a D.
Might be.
No. What?
I feel like.
Wait, what are the stats like say on him?
Might I feel be. Like, I think emphasis on the might.
I didn't have him because I didn't recognize.
Yeah, I didn't recognize him either. So that's.
But now that you say his name, I feel like that's an early D tier mark.
Yeah.
Can anybody name this guy?
No. Especially when he zoomed out like this.
Let me see. Even,
Can't even see.
Oh, can't really see it. Yeah.
No. As I zoom in, then no for me, dog.
Okay,
Anthony
I'm just
Simons.
Keep him off.
All right, let's recap our tier. All right, we got. Wait,
hang on. Yeah. All right,
you
fine.
Can't. You
right,
can't. But come on,
you're good. You're fine.
All right,
you're
our right. S tier is Devin Booker, Donovan Mitchell, Anthony Edwards, and Jaylen Brown. In our A tier, we got Paul George, Mikhail Bridges, Zach LaVine, and Kyrie Irving. In our B tier, Desmond Bane, Klay Thompson, Tyrese Maxey. Why am I blanking on his name? DeJounte Murray, Tyler Hero, and Jalen Green. In our C tier, we got Josh Giddey. I can't see who that guy is. OG Anunoby, Austin Reeves, and another guy I can't really see who he is right now. Who are those other two guys in the
after Austin Reeves?
C tier.
Buddy Hield?
Buddy Hield. Who's after Austin Reeves?
After Austin Reeves is Buddy Hield. Before Austin Reeves is OG Anunoby.
Before OG. Who's before OG?
Poole.
Oh, Jordan Poole. Okay, I couldn't recognize him. And then we got KCP, Huerta, Herb Jones, Grayson Allen, Rozier, Simons, The dude from San Antonio.
Devin Vassell.
Suggs.
Suggs. It's just to watch you like try to like talk about like,
yeah.
Say their names.
Jordan Clarkson. And then say my name. And then the guy nobody could identify. So that was our mystery players, our D tier.
Thunder. What he is.
All right. Well, that is it for the shooting guard. Get him out of there. That is it for our shooting guard tiers. Follow us on social media at the Box Out Boys. Slide in those DMs. Be sure to subscribe and rate, review on YouTube and Spotify. We very much appreciate that. So until next time, Box Out!